I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The boyfriend of a missing woman is still not talking, but now his sister is.
She's like a sister and my children love her.
And now there's talk of a connection between this case and a murdered couple out of Moab. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, 22-year-old Gabby Petito was reported missing last Saturday. Her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, is back home in Florida, reportedly still not talking to investigators. But now Cassie Laundrie is talking to ABC News.
Obviously, me and my family want Gabby to be found safe. She's like a sister, and my children love her. And all I want is for her to come home safe.
Cassie says even she has not spoken to her brother since he returned home. The couple was in Moab on August 12th and the van spotted in the Grand Tetons on August 25th. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Neighbors of the boyfriend are protesting outside his home in North Point, Florida, demanding answers. Neighbor Jason Sternquist said police need to do more to get Laundrie to cooperate with the investigation.
Can you imagine just your daughter's dating some guy, they go on a road trip, and then that's it?
Police in North Point said yesterday that they are not getting any information from Laundrie.
Investigators in eastern Utah say they're looking to see if there is a connection to the Petito case and the two women murdered in a camping area outside of Moab last month. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson continues our team coverage.
This morning, the Grand County Sheriff's Office says yes, they are actively looking to see if they can find any connection between the Gabby Petito case and the double homicide that occurred there last month. Now, we know that Petito and her boyfriend were camping in the same general area and in the same time frame as Kylan Schulte and Crystal Turner. They were both found murdered. If you recall, the women had texted friends talking about a creepy man hanging out near their campsite. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Continuing our team coverage, former FBI agent and ABC News consultant Brad Garrett is looking at what police must do now in this missing persons case.
If they can find out exactly a timeline, so to speak, as to where Brian and Gabby have traveled, who have they interacted with, is there any CCTV at a hotel, at a convenience store, at a gas station that might suggest a direction of movement?
Even though it may not seem like there's been much progress in the search for Gabby, an expert tells KSL-TV's Jed Bull that's not the case.
A retired chief with UPD, who's now a private investigator, tells me there's a lot of detailed investigative work going on right now. Chris Bertram suspects that there are many FBI agents on the ground between here and Jackson doing all kinds of investigative work. He also believes that there are investigators at their headquarters working with cell phone data and records, trying to pin down exactly where Gabby was when she disappeared.
Bertram says he's been kind of surprised law enforcement officials haven't executed a search warrant on Brian Laundrie's home.
There have been lots of details coming. We'll be sure to keep an eye on it with the help of ABC throughout the day. In other news this morning, Utah's economy is in pretty good shape despite the pandemic. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with more. Heather?
Tech sector in the Beehive State is driving much of Utah's economy. That's according to senior economist for Zions Bank, Robert Spindlove. He says we have one of the lowest unemployment rates.
We are one of only two states in the United States that has seen positive job growth since the beginning of the pandemic.
Spindlove says professional business services are doing the best as far as jobs and growth are concerned. But there's been a slight drop-off in the restaurant industry as fewer people are going out to eat during this surge in Delta variant cases of COVID. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. There is new chaos at the U.S.-Mexico border with more than 10,000 migrants, mostly from Haiti, seeking asylum.
To stay out of the brutal sun, the migrants are camping under this international bridge outside Del Rio, Texas. The crowd doubling in a 24-hour period, growing from just a few hundred people earlier this week to what's now a humanitarian crisis. The former acting Secretary of Homeland Security tweeting, quote, "This is absolutely insane." Conditions growing more squalid by the hour, with limited access to food and water.
ABC's Faith Abube reporting.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.